So hi guys, welcome to episode 2 of my podcast. So today podcast, I'm going to be using a condenser microphone with the model SF666B. B stands for black and I don't really know why they call it 666B. 666, what I know based on my contextual knowledge, I know it's a satanic numbers. Yes. So, I'm a Muslim and I don't believe in satanic ritual. This is all bullshit, right? So, for today's podcast, I'm gonna be talking about my background. Yeah, my family background, my background. So, I am the fourth child of my family. My family, I have 5 siblings, including me, which is 5. And I have 3 nephews. 2 niece, 1 nephew. 1 nephews. Correct. Well, both 3 of them are in age 5 years old, 2 years old, and 1 year old. Okay. So my race is Bugis. Strange, right? And we don't really hear Bugis in Singapore, except for the place called Bugis, obviously, where most people go to shopping. So, race for Bugis, it's a bit, those people who are in the race Bugis, a bit can get offended by the people or by their friends who keep saying, "Oh, you Bugis, you Bugis, new." We go there, you bring your IC there, or you get discount. So, I bookies, confirm get 50%+ discount. No, you won't get any discount. Straight to the point, you won't get any discount. So, my race is Bugis. I followed my dad, which most of us actually follow our dad. I don't speak Bugis language, as I don't really know them, and my dialect language is Malay. Apa khabar semua? Kalian-kalian semua baik saja? Alright. Okay. So yes, I'm a Malay. Not my race Malay, but my dialect language is Malay. So, let me tell you the story of my father's side first. So, my father's side was used to live in Indonesia, which I get to know it last year, cause I don't really know it. Yes, my ancestor used to live in Indonesia. I don't know which part of Indonesia. So, it's those people last time. Race Bugis are known as the fierce, strongest warriors. They are very fierce. So typically, I'm sorry if you can hear the background. Alright, so please deal with me. Don't care about them. Don't care about the background. Just listen to my voice. That's easy. Yes, they were known as the fierce, strong, and the bravest warriors. They are very strong, very fierce. People are very afraid of them. So, even though I'm a Bugis, I actually feel quite afraid sometimes. Yes, I actually feel quite afraid. You know, like darkness. Well, is it a bullshit? Well, I'm like 15 years old and I'm still afraid of darkness, but not so bad like last time. I mean, now it's better, cause it's all about your mindset. It's like that if your mindset say there will be ghosts, your mindset will keep saying there will be ghosts. If your mindset say no ghosts, I mean, if you tell yourself no ghosts, then keep in mind no ghosts straight to your head. Keep saying no ghosts, and you will feel brave. Right, so back to my story. My ancestor used to live in Indonesia, and then they migrate to Malaysia. Same as Indonesia, I don't really know where they stay. Which part of Malaysia, I don't know. Johor? Johor Bahru? Kelantan? Sorry, there's a knock, which is my nephew there. Nakil, stop. Stop. Sorry for the interruption. So, yeah. I don't really know which part of Malaysia. And then they moved to Pulau Tekong back in the days. Back in the days, in Pulau Tekong is where everybody can live freely. It's where my father drive illegally. I mean, last time it wasn't so strict until like these modern days of Singapore, where you drive you need a license. So my father get to live in Pulau Tekong for a few years only. I think it's like 10 to 20 years maybe, based on what he told me lah. So my father used to drive a taxi in Pulau Tekong, and then a few years later he have to move out and move to the main island, as Ministry of Defense MINDEF wants Pulau Tekong as a BMTC school for armies and NS men. So yes, then they move in to Singapore, the mainland. Right, my father's side like karaoke on the old song, like Rindu Serindu Rindunya by Spoon and by like DPR Rockstars Game. Yeah, so yeah, that's my father's side. So now for my mother's side. For my mother's side, my grandfather and my grandmother are both raised Malay. They have 8 child. My mother is the 7th child. There is only 3 daughters, 5 brothers. So equivalent to 5 males, 3 females. So my grandmother passed away when my mother was actually primary 5, which is actually very sad. And then my grandfather passed away in 2013, which I was only primary 3 and 9 years old. Right, and 3 of the first 3 was boys: Abdul Karim, Abdul Abzim, and Abdul, I forget already. The first I call him Pak Long. Yeah, so 3 of them are raised in Malaysia. So my grandfather and my grandmother was a Malaysians, and then they came to Singapore and changed their nationality to Singaporean. But the first 3 is still a Malaysian citizen. So they married to a Malaysian. Yes, one of them live in Selangor, and 2 of them live in Kuala Lumpur. Wait, I'll be back. Sorry for the interruption. So yeah, they married in Malaysia. So my grandmother and my grandfather was origins from Malacca, which was used, which most people know for Hang Tua, Hang Jebat. Yeah. So then they settled to Singapore. Then the first child that they got in Singapore, which equivalent to the 4th child, it's a daughter. She lives in Sembawang. Right. And yes, so they live in Sembawang. So my second uncle, which I call late uncle, arwah Pak Long. Arwah means the late uncle. He passed away in 2017 due to cancer. Yes, so he passed away due to cancer. And it was a very sad tragedy that happened to all of us. Super sad. I'm not gonna talk to you about this story because it's very sad if you guys are gonna hear these stories. So I'm not going to speak to it today. Maybe one day in my podcast. Yeah, maybe one of day for my podcast. Yeah, did I tell you I'm actually using this podcast with a condenser microphone, model ST666B? Maybe I told you in the first part, in 10 minutes ago. So yeah, I'm actually using condenser microphone. I hope you guys can hear properly as compared to the previous podcast, episode 1. Right, I was using earpiece. Yes, last time the first episode I actually used earpiece. So yeah, and now I'm gonna, so typically this is the background of my family. I mean, I don't really know whether you guys enjoy it, but this is just my second episode. So thank you guys for listening, and maybe follow me and like me and follow my Instagram called Mirza SRK Legend, which is typically my podcast name. Yes. And by the way, free Palestine. Fida'i ya ardi ya ar al tudud. So actually that's part of the Palestine national anthems. So free Palestine, free Gaza. May God be with you. So bye guys. Thank you for listening. Love you guys.